Ed Sheeran and A-Team. My special guest today has been omnipresent, certainly in music circles for, since the early 80s, I suppose. He rode the new wave of music, and he is the ultimate star, a host of number ones in the UK. His videos were works of art, including real mini movies for anybody that remembers Prince Charming with Diana Dors and trying to do the dance and all that. He's turned his hand a little bit of acting as well, an appearance in Miami Vice. But he is well and truly back. And I have to say, whenever I chatted to him the other day, it was such a pleasure and a really, really nice guy. I refer, of course, to Adam Ant. And we're very, very lucky because he's coming to perform at the Cathedral Quarter Arts Festival in Belfast on Saturday the 4th of May. Whether or not any of his Twitter followers, including Team Adam Ant, Adam Ant Zone, Rob Fossey, Adam Official, or Totti74 Lynn are going to make it to the gig, or maybe one of his gigs that he's performing across the UK, who knows? But I think we're all in agreement that he is a true star. And you'll find out how we get on right after a little bit of Ant music. Good afternoon, Adam Ant. How are you doing?
Very well. How are you?
I am exceptionally well because I've just heard the news that you're coming to Belfast on May the 4th.
Yeah, the Cathedral Quarter Arts Festival, I believe.
So what should we expect? Because we haven't seen you here for a while.
No, you know, obviously I've got the new record, but I've got quite a large catalogue to choose from, and I enjoy playing the hits, but I also like to play some of the rarer stuff, the B-sides and album tracks and what have you. So I think hopefully, you know, you'll hear something that you want to hear, and something that'll be a bit of a surprise.
Sounds a bit special.
Mm. I try to make it.
Good, man. And the band,
The Mad and the Lovely Posse.
Where did you gather them up?
I'm a big Clint Eastwood fan, and I like the kind of idea of the Sergio Leone thing. And they're really good. They're a great band. They're young. They help me out. It's great to be on stage with them. It makes all the difference.
And you mentioned the new album. You'll be well chuffed to see that it's in the charts this week.
Yeah, it's great. It's nice to be back in the game. It's just lovely to have the new record out after so long, you know, because that's what it's all about. You know, if you're a musician, you write songs and put them out. So it's great to just have the record out there. I'm pleased with the reaction so far. You know?
Is it important to get back into the charts? Does that still mean what it used to mean?
I think it's, you know, it's never going to be as it was before, which is, you know, it was obviously, you know, when you're in the singles chart every week and you're this number that week, it's highly competitive. But I think, you know, now it's more focused on albums, and I don't live by my chart position anymore. I sort of live by the actual getting the record out.
The actual product itself.
Yeah, and it's a long-term thing now with the internet because it's an accumulation of sales over the year, so it's completely different setup now to what it was before, you know.
Just taking you back momentarily, can you remember where you were when you got to number one for the first time?
Yeah, I was in Switzerland in cheese. I wondered why I was in Switzerland. We were doing some TV show in Switzerland, and I remember sitting on the bed, and the news came through that we were number one, and I was thinking, oh, this is a strange place to be, because you normally you'd be in America at that point.
You think yourself, I'm going to have to get back to Top of the Pops as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, you just don't see it coming. I mean, when it's, you know, you can't plan a number one. When it happens, it's the thing that, you know, is the ultimate, you know, achievement. But, you know, we were so busy at the time. We were just going from A to B to Z in a matter of, you know, a couple of years. We just went everywhere. So it was just nice to have pulled it off, really. For a time I live in Tennessee, a prentice hillbilly.
There we go. From the brand new album, Adam Ant is a Blue Black Hussar in the Marrying the Gunner's Daughter. That is, as I said, Cool Zombie. Adam, tell us a little bit about that.
That's a phase of, it was a period in my life which I hadn't really, I don't think anybody knew about, but in the many years away from the music business, I decided to get married. Sadly, it ended. But the idea was to drive from, you know, Miami, and drive all the way up to Las Vegas and get married in the Elvis Chapel. But fortunately, we stopped off in a tiny little town in the deep south in Tennessee, a place called Dayton. And I saw an advertisement for an A-frame wooden house on the Vale of Tennessee, and went up there and I thought, well, this is beautiful. And so we decided to change wedding plans and do it all there. So it's a time I lived in this tiny little town, and it was really I think that the experience of the Deep South is a bit distorted. I think you know, there's a bit of a weird attitude towards it, because the people are extremely friendly and they're very kind of family orientated.
How long did you live there?
I lived there for about 2.5 years. The song's dedicated to a guy called Ron, who was my next-door neighbour, who was in the US submarine fleet, and sadly he's passed away, so that's why I dedicated it to him. But that's the line here. This goes out to Ronnie B. And he'd retired, and he used to take me out on his Harley Davidson and drive me round to all his old haunts, like way out in the middle of the boonies, like, and meet his mates. And I'd noticeably, in the local sort of venues, like quite small venues, you'd have kind of, you know, Johnny Cash playing and Merle Haggard and some of the big country stars. So it tells you a lot about the whole sort of country scene coming out of Nashville, and the fact that they still go around and play these small places for the audience. And it was an extraordinary experience living down there. So Cool Zombie was really just a story of that period in my life.
How did they take to Adam Ant being the neighbour?
Nobody knew who I was. They didn't have a clue.
Honestly?
It was great. It was that far out. I think about a couple of months before I left, there were a few eyebrows raised when I think it may have sort of come to light that I was a singer. And I noticed a couple of people coming up to have a look at the house.
Right.
But it really wasn't like that. You know, people sort of... it's like going back to the turn of the century, really. It's a tiny little town, because where I lived was about sort of 15 miles away on top of a mountain, more or less. So it was just people, you know, they kind of respect your privacy. And I felt very much at home there in terms of doing things that, you know, the lyric themselves, you know, flat top cats dungarees,
yeah.
and I bought a 54 pickup and with a V8 engine in it, which nearly sort of blew the lid off it. So it was just one of those places you sort of just came in, and people are very, they're kind of reserved, as most country folk are, but mm-hmm. but after a while there's just, you know, nod, hello, how are you?
Yeah, they take you as you mm. are.
Yeah.
Did I hear you're doing a big gig in London as well as the Cathedral Quarter one?
I'm doing a gig in Dublin.
Are you doing Dublin as well?
On the 5th at the Vicar Street. And I'm on the 11th, I'm doing the Roundhouse in London. Brilliant. Which I haven't played for 35 years. And the last time I played there, I supported X-Ray Specs with the late, great Polystyrene. So that was a kind of, it's quite a historic one for me to go back and revisit. And it's nice to, when I'm on stage, I'll be thinking of Polly.
Goodness, great. I remember the Roundhouse. I'm showing my age. I remember going there. I can't remember who it was saying, but correct me if I'm wrong. You may remember, but Lieutenant Lush came on stage, who later became Boy George.
Yeah, I think it was. I think Malcolm was thinking of working with Boy George. It may have been for actually Bow Wow Wow, but I'm not quite sure that that worked out between them. But
there you go. I'm going way back at my memory bank there.
We are going back a bit there.
Oh, we are indeed. How are you finding me back in the UK?
It's great. It's I've just been, you know, I decided very consciously with this about sort of 2.5 years ago to, you know, pick up my guitar and play, and just taking it from scratch, finding the right band, which took about a year. But I've done 2 tours of the UK and a tour of America, Belgium and Holland and Australia. So it's just been working the live side first. I made the decision to, you know, consolidate the live audience prior to bringing the new record out. So quite a lot of people have seen us live, and hopefully when they hear the new album, they'll that have seen me actually play live. So
the UK tour was really only the warm-up for Belfast. That's what you're really saying.
Oh, yeah, well, of course, yeah. That's the... What are you going to do? You know, it's to me, it's every show has to be approached with an identical effort and an identical care and attention. And I just give it everything I've got, and hopefully the audience respond to that. I think if you diverse from that, you know, it gets a bit, you know, you think, oh, well, you know, I'm
a job, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Or just another job.
It's not become that. I try and give as much as I can to people that come to see me, because I've had enough time out to appreciate them coming to see me at all. And there's you can't bank on, after that period away, you can't bank on anybody. I was just absolutely thrilled that people came, you know.
have to say, a very charming and fun chap. Good fella. And I've now found out where he's actually playing in Belfast. Adamant is performing as part of the Cathedral Quarter Arts Festival. It's Saturday the 4th of May. It's going to be the festival marquee, and tickets go on sale on the 15th of February. And if you want to find out more details, go to cqaf.com for all the details. That's cqaf.com for all the details. 15th of February. So you'll be lying in bed after a big Valentine's night out and you think to yourself, we need to go to a good gig. I'll tell you what, that'll be a good one. Adamant. Here's Richard Hawley taking us up the news headlines.